This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation is celebrating Constitution Day today. The government has announced year-long celebrations beginning today to commemorate the 75th year of the adoption of the Constitution of India. President Draupadi Murmu addressed both houses of parliament on the occasion in a grand event organized at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. President Murmu urged citizens to imbibe the constitutional ideals into their behavior, fulfill the fundamental duties, and work towards achieving the national goal of a developed India by 2047. On the completion of 75 years of adoption of the Constitution of India, President Murmu described it as a living and progressive document through which the country is achieving the goals of social justice and inclusive development. The President said the ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity mentioned in the preamble of the Indian Constitution give opportunities to citizens to prosper and take care of each other in the society. In an address, the President recalled the contribution of 15 women members of the Constituent Assembly in framing the Constitution. She also stated the nation will celebrate its 75th anniversary of being a republic on the 26th of January next year, and such occasions give the countrymen the opportunity to make better plans for the future. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, "This momentous day marks a historic milestone as the country celebrates 75 years since it adopted its constitution, a remarkable achievement for the world's largest and most dynamic democracy." In his address, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the Indian Constitution has been a driving force for social and economic change in the country. During the event, the President released a commemorative coin and stamp dedicated to the 75th anniversary of adoption of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers, leaders of opposition in both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, members of parliament and other dignitaries attended the event. Our correspondent reports that the President led the ceremonial reading of the preamble of the Indian Constitution on this occasion. In a social media post, Prime Minister extended greetings to all citizens on the 75th anniversary of the Indian Constitution. Mr. Modi said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation. The Supreme Court Bar Association organized a Constitution Day function at the Apex Court in New Delhi. Addressing the event, Chief Justice of India CJI Sanjeev Khanna said, "India has emerged as a vibrant democracy and a geopolitical leader, and the constitution of the country has helped in this transformation." Prime Minister Modi is participating in the function. The Election Commission today announced by-polls to 6 seats of Rajya Sabha. 3 seats are from Andhra Pradesh, 1 each from Odisha, West Bengal and Haryana. The notification for the by-polls will be issued on 3rd of December and nominations can be filed until the 10th of this month. Polling and counting will be held on the 20th of December. The National Investigation Agency NIA today launched thorough investigations into 3 major cases relating to the recent spate of violence in Manipur. The agency re-registered 3 cases after the Home Ministry decided to hand over the cases considering the gravity of the offences. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including the right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, Minister of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to spokesperson of Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jyot Chinmoy Krishna Das. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. The nation is remembering the martyrs of 2008 Mumbai terror attacks today. President Draupadi Murmu paid homage to the brave hearts who lost their lives in these attacks. In a social media post, the President said the nation is grateful and salutes its valiant security personnel who made the ultimate sacrifice while protecting countrymen. Expressing solidarity with the families of these brave hearts, the President said this is also the day to reiterate that India remains firmly committed to defeating terrorism in all its forms. The Met Department has forecast that the depression of the southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining East Equatorial Indian Ocean lay centered about 830 kilometers south-southeast of Chennai. It is likely to intensify into deep depression and move towards the Sri Lankan and Tamil Nadu coasts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.